Chapter 7. Two Brotherhoods. When the others left, Decius and Helicus remained behind. The Primaris lieutenant came to stand beside the sergeant. Even armoured as they both were, the mismatch was obvious. Helicus held his Mark X war helm in the crook of his left arm, as if he were attending a ceremony. It had a thick white mark down the centre, which in turn was split in two by a thinner red stripe to denote his rank and status. His armour was pristine and glorious blue and gold. Purity seals cascaded from the breastplate, an indicator of the suit's fine forging and dependability. By contrast, Decius wore heavily scarred power armour, Mark VII, its appearance and design near ubiquitous amongst the chapter before the arrival of the Primaris brethren. His helm was clamped to his weapons belt, the bright red an indicator of his sergeant's rank. He was a Lion of Macragge, one of Sicarius's honour guard, one of the four that still lived, the others having fallen defending the Emperor's will. Helicus led the demi-company of Primaris Marines that Lord Gilliman had sequestered to Sicarius's service at the beginning of the Indomitus Crusade. Four squads, including his own, sat under Helicus's immediate command, though Sicarius maintained overall authority of the combined Ultramarines force aboard the ship, including his own second company. He trusted Helicus, and valued him not only as a warrior and battle leader, but also a vital bridge between the Primaris brethren and those that some had begun to call Firstborn, an appellation that felt overly reductive and colloquial for Sicarius's tastes. "This is far from the glory and retribution we were promised," said Sicarius, once they were alone. Helicus appeared a little stunned by the captain's candour, but did well to keep it from his face. Where Decius was grizzled and leathern, Helicus was handsome and memorial.
"I doubt even the Primarch could have envisaged our fate," said Decius, having known Sicarius for decades and no longer surprised by his honesty and directness. "After this long, and for our brothers in the Crusade, it could be even longer. I fully expect the Emperor's will to be recorded lost with all hands."
Sicarius gave a rueful laugh.
"Judging by the day's imminent calamities, we may yet be."
He got to his feet, turning to regard the armoury inset into the alcove behind him. His sword, the Tempest Blade, sat suspended in its scabbard, behind a shimmering stasis field. An ornate plasma pistol named Luxos joined it, along with a pair of artificer lightning claws that Sicarius had not used in many years, and his relic armour, the Suzerain's Mantle.
"Another attack is inevitable. Regardless of whether we are becalmed or not, the traitor hosts will come."
With a fizz of displaced energy, the stasis field deactivated. Sicarius touched the faceplate of his warhelm, his warrior's mask and the defining image of his rank. The golden ultimar in the middle of the red and white crest still gleamed.
"The last assault was severe," he continued,
his fingers moving to the hilt of the sword and drawing it reverently.
"We almost did not prevail. I ask then, are we of one mind and purpose, we sons of Gilliman?"
Sicarius let a moment of silence stand, taking a few seconds to admire the blade before returning it to its sheath and re-engaging the stasis field. He turned to face his officers.
"The finest blade is nothing without a skilled and focused hand to wield it."
"You are referring to Pilium," said Helicus.
"I am referring to every ultramarine on board this ship, Argo," Sicarius replied,
his stern gaze falling on both space marines.
"Retius, do you speak on this matter?"
Decius cleared his throat.
The arena is an attempt at promoting unity through martial contest."
"Is that all?"
Sicarius looked to Helicus, but the Primaris lieutenant allowed the sergeant to answer.
"They need to blow off steam, Cato. That is the truth of it."
Helicus stiffened at Decius's use of the captain's given name, the familiarity of it evidently uncomfortable for him.
"The Primaris Marines are blooded, but they are still raw," admitted Helicus, adapting to the informality of the exchange. "The Crusade had barely begun when we were cast into this limbo."
It's not limbo, Argo. It's hell. We know that now. We've seen it, and all its demons.
Hell or not, Captain Des... Retius is right. Prolonged inactivity, kept in a heightened state of readiness, it is wearing, even for an Astartes. An outlet was needed.
He paused, choosing his next words carefully.
Division between us was not intended.
And Pilium?
Asked Sicarius, watching for any reaction from Decius, who stoically gave none.
Will be spoken to.
With respect, Captain,
Decius cut in.
I would prefer he wasn't.
Helicus raised an eyebrow by way of interrogative.
Pilium craves glory. He is arrogant and vain, but he is also skilled and a devoted ultramarine. His hunger is useful. It will serve. He will serve. Respect will come, either in the cage or fighting for our lives, aboard this ship. Let it happen in its proper course.
I believe redress is needed, Captain,
Helicus argued, visibly dismayed by Dacius's suggestion.
I agree, Argo, but I also trust Retius's judgment, said Sicarius.
It has never served me ill. He regarded Dacius.
Humble him, Sergeant. You, Orgias, I know he has a point to prove also, and in doing so, return our two brotherhoods to one.
You have my word, Cato.
I appreciate your word, but I want your deed.
Of course, Captain.
Argo, are you satisfied with this? Speak honestly, because I have no time for the diplomacy of hierarchy. We'll do it Retius's way for now.
Helicus turned to Decius.
I have not known you as long as our captain, but I trust and respect you.
And I you, Argo,
said Decius. Sicarius smiled, nodding.
Courage and honour, he said, and heard his words repeated back to him. I need Retius for a moment longer, he added, but you are released to your duties, Argo.
Helicus nodded, saluted both men, and then departed.
I apologize about the arena,
offered Decius, after the door had closed again.
I had thought it a way for our two halves to bond.
It's dealt with, or at least it will be, yes?
Decius nodded, reminded of his promise.
Brotherhood suits him well, don't you think?
I do, Captain. They are all Gilliman's sons.
As are we.
As are we.
Sicarius left a pause to regard Decius's lingering injuries.
Did you let him beat you?
Decius gave a rueful look.
Would you believe me if I said I did?
Laughter echoed around the room.
We are an outdated design, Retius. That's what I believe.
You do not look it, Cato.
Well, you do, old man.
Decius gave a raucous bellow.
I expect I do.
I can feel it, though, said Sicarius, serious again.
Time, gnawing at the edges. This place, this ship, it doesn't help.
You led them, Cato, descended from on high like a glorious and vengeful angel. I saw their faces, Pilium's and the others. It was awe. The kind of belief and loyalty you inspire cannot be gene-wrought or created in any Mechanicus laboratorium. It's innate.
And yet, we still lost Ithro.
A bitter cost, but it could have been much worse. If we had lost the bridge or the warp engine, it would have been all hands. Ithro gave his life for us. He gave you enough time to save us all.
Why, then, does it not feel like a victory, Retius?
Because, by most measures, it is not. Certainly not what we are used to. For now, victory is survival.
I won't lie. It is a weight upon me, this stasis.
You want to be out in the crusade, by Gilliman's side?
I want to be by his side, yes, but it's more than that. All the campaigns we've fought, the battles we have won.
Your honours are long and glorious, Cato, They will not end here.
Sicarius's face darkened, and he turned to look into the shadows. I'm not concerned about that. Some battles leave a mark, even those we think we have left behind.
You mean Damnos?
He scowled, angry at the memory and not Decius. Of course I mean bloody Damnos.
You came close to death. I thought you were dead that first time.
I thought I'd lost my edge, Retius, he said. After I fell to him, I threw myself into the business of war with such abandon. Seems foolish now. I do not want recklessness as my legacy.
You are hard on yourself, Cato. After what you endured, no apothecary can heal a wound like that. Not truly. It sticks with you, like a brand under the skin, fused to the bone.
Decius's eyes narrowed. Sicarius caught the look and knew the sergeant had realized what he drove at.
Several of the crew have reported seeing visions. Our brothers, too. Venetia and what remains of the mortal Medicae is keeping a close watch.
Decius tapped his one good eye.
As am I. The warp, it has a way of twisting things, memories and half-truths.
It's important to remain vigilant, said Sicarius, meeting the veteran's gaze again.
I agree, Cato.
Thank you, Retius.
For what?
Your counsel and your brotherhood.
I could withhold neither, even if I wished to,
Decius replied.
Do you need me for anything further, Captain?
No, that's all. I appreciate the indulgent ear. Decius made to leave.
Just don't ask me for an eye. I have few to spare.
Sicarius gave a rueful snort. Can Hephaestus do nothing for it?
It is fine as it is. The oculobe compensates for the lack of depth perception.
I see. Well, just be sure to give fair warning when we're next in a firefight. Sicarius replied, with the suggestion of a smile. I don't want you shooting me by mistake.
Oh, that's low.
Your aim, you mean?
I shall take my leave now.
Sicarius smiled. This crisis, Retius.
Yes, my captain.
I would have no other by my side during it. Decius nodded.
Cato,
he said, just as he was about to leave.
You are not suffering, are you? Seeing visions of the past? You banished it with a vortex grenade, no less.
I am fine, brother. Go to your duties and have no concern for me. Reassured, Decius took his leave. The lights dimmed as soon as he had gone, and Sicarius strayed again to the darkness at the edges of his quarters and the silver-faced skeletal creature that waited there, its emerald eyes aglow.
What are you looking at?